proclamation number 6642 dated the September 11th, 1956. Jesus soul. Everything conveyed to you by my spirit will concur in its meaning. It is certainly left up to people's own will to assign a different meaning to the words my spirit reveals to you, in which case such a person is not spiritually enlightened. Nevertheless, it cannot be claimed that contradictory spiritual knowledge was conveyed to you by me. For the Spirit of God does not err. And where an apparent contradiction appears to be present, clarification needs to be requested. I myself must be approached for an explanation. The soul of the human being Jesus came from above. A spirit of light descended to earth, a being which had come forth from me and remained with me entirely of its own free will when a large host of created spirits fell away from me and plunged into the abyss. But this spirit of light had to fulfill a mission as a human being. He had to descend into an unenlightened region. Thus he had to leave his abundance of light behind to begin with, which merely would have had a disastrous effect since the people on earth were incapable of accepting such a light from above. Thus they would have perished in its radiance. A human being had to accomplish the mission, the act of salvation for humanity. And this person had to be in the same environment as his fellow human beings, for the point was to show them a path, to exemplify a way of life to them which they should follow. Consequently, Jesus, the human being, had to be just as human as they were. And so he was, despite the fact that the soul had descended from the kingdom of light. The soul, which sheltered in the body of the infant Jesus, was just as influenced in its thinking, wanting and feeling by its earthly shell like any other human being. Thus, due to its surrounding environment as well as its external shell, the same passions and cravings had to be awakened, for to live earthly life as a human being also meant having to fight against the same instinct from within and outside. After all, the point was to strive towards spiritualizing the soul, to achieve the unity of the soul with its spirit, which is the purpose and goal of every person's earthly life. It was necessary to provide people with the proof that it was possible to achieve this spiritualization on earth. And so Jesus, the human being, fought and struggled in the same way, which therefore necessitated a similar natured soul, which had nevertheless descended from the kingdom of light in order to be able to serve God himself as an abode, who would never ever have been able to manifest himself in a sinful soul. For Jesus' soul was without sin. But this does not mean that it was entirely devoid of instincts and passions, for no matter how strong these weaknesses and passions of his were, no matter how strong the temptations approaching him were, he resisted and was able to resist them because his love was also strong and this gave him the strength for resistance. The soul of Jesus, the human being, left the light behind and entered the darkness. And countless earthbound souls adhered to this soul, thus they besieged it in the same way that every human soul is besieged by dark forces. Since Jesus had to travel the path as a human being, the soul was unable to push these beings away, instead it had to try to overcome them by means of a demanding battle, it had to muster the will not to give in when it was tempted. It was able to muster this will by virtue of the love it had not left behind, which was and remained its share because it was divine strength, with the help of which Jesus, the man, was intended and able to accomplish his mission, but which would also enable every person to be victorious if only he would kindle and nourish the love in himself. Time and again it must be stressed that the act of salvation had to be accomplished by a human being, that Jesus at first should only be regarded as a human being, who succeeded in spiritualizing himself on earth, and that this human being had therefore entirely subordinated himself to natural law, that his physical body was like that of every other human being and that his soul was not allowed to defend itself either when impure spirits took possession of it. However, at no time did he allow these spirits to gain the upper hand, because his will prevented this and because through love he also managed to find the necessary strength. Nevertheless, he had to struggle like every other person, for he should and wanted to be a shining example to them. He wanted to show them the path which they, too, could take in order to spiritualize themselves while still being on earth. For only that which was also humanly possible could be expected of people. If Jesus would have had strength at his disposal which was entirely impossible for people to acquire, he would never have been able to say, "Follow me." Single quote. Yet this never excludes the fact that his soul came from above, that it had been a soul of light, in which God himself took abode and was able to do so because it was pure and without sin, since love gave it strength to resist all temptations. Amen.